Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
You can bring the toxic out of anyone.
Me?
And no, not you. Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Hello, Matt. We are in a new studio today.
We are too. How do you think of the traffic coming here, though?
It was an absolute nightmare. I'm very worried for the future.
Yeah, not good at all. And then I got stuck behind these people doing roadworks, and they had I reckon I was there for 10 minutes. I was getting so frustrated and then took a wrong turn and I was just, it's not good. What do you think of your coffee though I got?
Well, we're coming to you live from North Melbourne. We have a new coffee shop. I don't know what this barista has done, but this is the warmest coffee ever. Did you ask for this extra hot?
No, I didn't. It was those tuck shops that tradies go to. It was that sort of setup and the coffee machine doesn't look like a coffee machine.
I do miss the old coffee, I'm not going to lie.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay, let's jump straight into the episode. What is your turn on of the week?
Well, Anna, guess what? I finally bought tickets to your wedding in Greece.
Literally 2 months out. I honestly thought you weren't going to come. I'm very happy you bought tickets to the wedding finally, you and Tammy. Yeah, you did leave it really last minute, down to the line. How are those prices looking that late?
$3,000 each.
$3,000
for
each.
1 week in Greece.
I literally looked and last night and there was flights for $2,300 return.
They added the tax or something when you got to the thing.
What?
Yeah.
Not so $700 worth of tax.
Nah, but it was $2,700. Who was that with?
That was Qatar.
Oh, really?
Who are you going
Maybe
with?
Not the same dates as I wanted. We're going Qatar.
Because $3,000 is a lot.
Oh, mate.
But then again, it's kind of your own problem. But I'm glad you're coming. So you're going to make it to the welcome dinner?
Yes, we'll get to the welcome dinner. And then we fly out after that.
That day?
No, the day after.
The day after.
Okay. Let's talk about, are we going to go organise to go to that cave?
Yes. Okay. So I was telling Matt about this place in Corfu where I'm getting married.
So she's listening. Turn off.
Turn off. Okay. It's called the Corfu Canal de Mor. And the legend goes that if you and your partner swim in there together, you will be together for life.
Is it kiss in there as well?
And I think kiss in there, yeah. Anyway, I was actually telling Michael's mum this and she's like, is that a good thing or a bad thing if you're going to be together for life? What if you're not happy?
No, I reckon it's a good thing. I was going to surprise Tammy and take her there and make out in there. And so then we stay together for life. But I don't think we need a canal for that, do we?
It's a very cute sentiment though. I definitely want to do it. It's right up the north of the island. So we need to organize a day to go there.
Well, yeah, my ick for the week just on that is the price of the tickets.
To be honest, so would mine be. Matt's favorite thing to do when something costs too much money, he gets his fist and he bites it and
we'll post the photo of it on the Facebook page. It's quite funny. Isn't it Amber's thing when she calls me, when I call her? It's
my face. She has a photo of you biting your fist.
Tammy started to do it as well, actually, for things as well.
It's actually my favorite thing that you do. I think it's hilarious. I'm like, wow. Well, my turn on of the week is that Michael just had his Bucks party.
That's your turn on?
It's literally my turn on. I'm so turned on by his Bucks party.
Yeah.
He was so well behaved.
No strippers.
They went down to Sorrento for the weekend. It was a long weekend. And they all just had the best time. They drank expensive wine.
Yeah,
they went
nice.
Out for food. They played some fun drinking games. But overall, it was so tame. I was like, I am so glad I'm marrying this man. This is so attractive to me. And I don't think that a lot of people are in my position. I feel people are a bit after their partner or fiance goes on their Bucks weekend, they're a bit like off them or they're not happy about things that have happened. I literally got none of that.
Yeah.
I wasn't even anxious when he was there. Yeah. Like I was like so happy that he was having
it's
a good time.
It's so good to have a partner that when they go out, you don't feel anxious. Like they stay in communication with you the whole time. And like, did he do that?
Yeah, no, he stayed in communication the whole time. But I wasn't trying to crowd him, but he was like, hey, babe, just got home. Like, yeah, he was really good. So, yeah, it's seriously a turn on for me because I'm just like, fuck yes. Like, finally.
My Bucks will be the same, though.
Like, a good guy, good boy, he's not my child, good guy who's like actually, you know, like not doing the right thing by me, but like
respecting you.
He's just not creepy and wanting that sleazy type of, yeah, that vibe. So anyway, I'm very turned on.
Are
by
you thinking
Michael.
That's what you're seeing? Or and then when he's there, he's throwing dollar bills down?
No, no.
No, that's not Michael.
They were literally playing like board games, like getting drunk together. I was like, that's so cute.
That's
like
nice.
I love that.
That's where I'm at in my life as well, though.
Yeah.
That's literally where I'm at for
like,
my Bucks as
nothing
well.
Nothing got too lit as well. Like I think they were all in bed at like 11 o'clock. Like they were like,
fuck.
They carried on drinking like the next day and stuff, but it didn't get too like they weren't bendering until 6 a.m. like
we're done past that, aren't
not
we?
A vibe for me.
Your hens
is coming soon.
I may or may not have copped an invite. I did.
It's actually just my bridesmaids, but we do have an extra ticket.
And you don't want it to go to waste.
And I don't want it to go to waste.
I'm up on
the Gold Coast.
I'm in the Gold Coast. I think I'll come along for one night.
It's like a cabaret kind of on the first night we're going to this cabaret.
Is it dress up theme?
It is.
What do I have to dress up as?
I'll tell you later. It's a secret for now, but I will tell you later. I actually, you in this dress up theme, like it's literally making me laugh just thinking about it.
Oh no, what is it?
No, it's good. It's good. We'll talk about this once my hens is on the 12th of April.
Yes, so I'll be
Coast.
Up there that weekend.
So
this is actually my first weekend in Melbourne in a long time.
It is. How are you feeling at getting to see all your friends and family this weekend?
Yeah, I love doing that. No, I missed Tammy the whole time, but it was good to see my family. I went to the footy with my family. You know, I've never just this sounds very prude and very like obnoxious, but I've never just done general admission at the footy.
This sounds very prude.
Well, you know, like very like, what's the word for it? Entitled. Like
yeah,
I've never done general admission.
And how'd you find it?
It was cool. You know, you got to find your seats. That was a bit like daunting walking right up to the MCG. Like,
oh my God.
You know, where's some spare seats? Normally I get my allocated seats, but it was fun.
Oh my God. Normally he gets his allocated seats, everyone.
In Medallion Club.
Okay, we don't, that's too good for everyone around here.
Or free tickets by the Flyers. I know that. I had to, walk up and find your own seat. It was good. So we go for Essendon and my sister's boyfriends go for Hawthorn. Only one of them came.
Hawthorn.
Yeah, still a good game though.
I thought you said Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
Yeah, well, you said Hawthorn.
Ah, it's just long day, long drive in.
Matt's not really articulating his words.
No,
today.
I'm not.
It's got a bit lazy. Do you know what was very cute though? What I will say is I did see you after the footy go for a wine with your mum and it just like warms my heart. Like the relationship you and your mum have is actually very cute. Like cute that you would go for a wine with her and like,
with my
you know,
mate
like
as well.
Choosing with your mates and her. Like I was like, bless. That's so nice.
I mean, I wasn't as like cute about it. I was like this is my chaperone home.
Okay, well my ick for the week, this is a big ick and I don't even know if I've spoken to you about this. So I went to the dentist and I got a little bit of bonding because my tooth had chipped because obviously like wedding's coming up, I want to have like, you know, the perfect smile, didn't want to have chipped teeth. And the dentist was like, are you really stressed out? And yeah. I was like, not really. He was like, you are. I was like, what do you mean I am? And he's like, you're grinding your teeth and it's like that's why your tooth is chipped. And I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, like your masseter muscle is really strong. Apparently the dentist, they can give you masseter Botox for $800 to relax your jaw.
Tammy gets that done.
Yes. So you don't like clench and destroy your teeth. Anyway, ended up going to my local injector because it was a lot cheaper than $800. And I was like, hey, can you put like Botox in my masseter muscle so that it relaxes my muscle because I don't want to chip any more teeth?
Was it just a story in a tile?
What's that?
Was it just the cost of a story?
No, it wasn't like a collab. I paid for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, before I had it done, she was like, by the way, like there's like a 1 in 100,000 chance that it will hit this specific muscle in your jaw and your smile will, you won't be able to smile, essentially. And I was like, fuck, do I want to not smile at my wedding? Do I want chipped teeth at my wedding? And I was like weighing up the options. And then I'm like, come on, Anna, just do it.
Just
like,
do it.
It's literally like.
You're not that lucky.
or unlucky.
Yeah, whatever.
Like one in 100,000 chance, whatever. I'm like, surely this is not going to happen to me. Anyway, I was like, you know what? Like, I think that this is like, I know I'm not diagnosed with ADHD, but I think this is an ADHD thing. When I want something like ticked off, I'm like, do it. Don't think about it. Don't think about the repercussions. And I was like, fuck it. Let's just do it. Like, it's not a big deal. For the next week, up until this day, I have never looked in the mirror at myself more and like literally so embarrassingly, I'm just smiling in the mirror like a full-blown serial killer stalker. Honestly, I've never been more fucking stressed out in my life.
It didn't hit the spot. You're okay.
I don't think so. Like I've got like two more days where okay. It could potentially fuck up my whole smile. I'm pretty sure I'm good. Like look at my smile now.
Yeah, you're still smiling fine.
I'm still smiling fine. But imagine if this side was just like down. Like imagine for your wedding, the one day where you need to be smiley. Like if this was any other time, I don't think I would have taken it seriously, but I've had mental breakdowns in the past week over this shit. Like I haven't been this stressed out in a long time since some toxic exes. Okay, Matt, I came across this TikTok the other day and this little theory is going very viral at the moment.
Yes.
And basically it is the black cat and golden retriever theory. Have you heard of it?
Yes. My fiance sent this to me.
Really?
And said that it's us.
Okay. Well, yeah, you are very golden retriever energy. So basically the theory says that women are never happy in their relationships or marriages if they end up chasing their man. So I think that's why a lot of women end up being the black cat and the boyfriend or fiance or husband ends up being the golden retriever. So you think you're the golden retriever, Tammy's the black cat.
I do in a way because when I'm happy in a relationship, You'll do anything. Yeah, I'll do anything. I just want them to be happy. I'm happy as a happy wife, happy life. Like I'm just chill. Like, yes, I have my boundaries. Don't cross my boundaries or that golden retriever turns into a pit bull, you know? I mean, like, and as long as they're respected, 100%. I'm golden retriever.
100%. Like, if you're feeling good in the relationship, you're golden retriever
energy. And I don't mind that power. I hate that word, but that dynamic in a relationship. I'm chill with that. Like, that's fine with me. I don't need the power. I just want to feel respected.
I would say that me and Michael are very black cat, golden retriever.
I'd say the same, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Michael have the same energy.
Michael is the same though. Like I know not to cross his boundaries and I think that's because if I do, he's not the golden retriever and I love the golden retriever. I'm like, I want to see the golden retriever. Okay, so I'm going to tell you how to be the black cat. So the black cat is independent, rational, slow and controlled, comes and goes as you please, won't do favors, won't run after anyone, puts herself first. And a golden retriever, on the other hand, jumps when you say jump and waits for the approval and validation and love from the black cat.
It's
definitely a power dynamic.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit toxic when you explain it like that, but it's not to that length, I wouldn't think. Like it doesn't have to be so... like jumping for approval and that. It's more just like easygoing, loving and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I don't think the power should be fully like that. Like I said, I don't mind if the girl has the power. Like I've always been in relationships like that. Like I don't.
You don't want it.
I don't want, like, yeah, I'm easygoing. Like if you want to, like, you know what I mean? Like I'll do the masculine stuff, like make decisions on that sort of stuff. But like not like... just everyday sort of stuff. Like you can, I'm happy to chase. Like, do you know what I mean?
I totally think happy wife, happy life.
Yeah,
like
same.
I live by that.
Same.
And but with a level of respect, I think you can't just be like my way or the highway.
And you can't take it. And I've always said, don't take my nicest for weakness.
Your kindness for weakness.
Yeah, kindness for weakness. Because it's not. It's just me being me. I'm a nice person.
Okay, let's talk about celebrity couples and let's dub them the black cat or the golden retriever. So let's start with your favorite celebrity couple, Matt. Let's go Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Who do we think so?
I think Kelce's definitely the golden retriever, but I think Taylor Swift isn't a full black cat.
I think she is.
Do you? I don't think she is.
I think she definitely is.
Okay. I feel like she's got a bit of golden retriever about her, like her song lyrics and that. I don't know. I feel like that. Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift is very black cat, and I think Travis Kelce is definitely the golden retriever of that relationship. Let's move on. Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
I don't know enough about him, but I feel like Bieber would be a bit of a golden retriever. Do you think he's a...
I see her as a black cat, but then I don't know if I necessarily see him as a golden retriever.
He knows his worth.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like he would hold a lot of the power in that relationship.
Yeah. I don't know enough about him, like I said. Yeah. I don't know. But the way you see him in, like, photos and that, it looks like he's following her and she's leading.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love this couple's dynamics, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Love their dynamic.
I love their dynamic.
They just dote on each other.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
And I've seen them, like, I saw a TikTok of them walking in, like, New York, like a PAF one, and they look perfect for each other.
Yeah,
like,
they're in love.
They look, like, so good together.
I think you can tell when a couple are just two best friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when they just both respect each other, they both love each other, and they both
care for each other, and they just want the best for each other.
Like, the speeches they give about each other, I'm like, oh.
So funny.
But even, like, about, like, him talking about her as a mother, I'm just like, oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely say she's the black cat, he's the golden retriever.
Yeah.
100%. Let's go to couples who have broken up. Let's go Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, what do you even explain Kanye?
He's no golden retriever.
He's just all over the place,
he's
literally.
He's more of a black cat.
You reckon?
100%. But then I think Kim Kardashian's a bit of a black cat, so I think they're both black cats. Maybe that's why it didn't work out.
Maybe. I think he doesn't even know what he is half the time, because I've seen him on, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and he seems a bit golden retrievery.
But
like,
then when they first started dating, he was literally, like, doing the most extravagant things for her, and that's very golden retriever-esque.
I saw the episode when he brings the hard drive with the video on it. Remember that?
Oh,
and he took the coach flight. That's real golden retriever sort of vibes.
And even the proposal, like the surprise proposal. And he used to, like, literally send thousands of flowers to her house.
Yeah, I think he is, but I think he's just really confused in his own head.
Fair enough. Okay, last one, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
We spoke about this last night on the phone because I was watching a movie with Amber Heard with my mom, and I said to Anna, I said on the phone, I was like, I can't look at her the same without thinking of her squatting over a pillow.
Literally,
I was like, I can't
look at either of them the same after that trial.
Well, that's it. Yeah,
Johnny Depp lost his sparkle for me after that trial, because I just saw, I think they just both brought out the worst in each other.
Yeah, I agree.
But definitely two black cats there.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, there doesn't seem to be a lot of fun, golden retriever type of energy between both of them.
I think, I don't think he's fully innocent in the full thing.
Oh,
as a
absolutely
man,
not.
I
think they both were toxic.
They both were toxic, and they brought the full toxic out of each other.
And I actually, you can bring the toxic out of anyone.
Me?
And no, not you.
The
wrong relationship can really, like, anyone. Like, no one is.
Yeah. Like, I agree. If you're not with your person, you bring the toxic out.
But, like, I'm saying, like, two really toxic people can literally bring the absolute worst versions of each other out. And I think that is an exact example of that. And I think it's very black cat-esque. Okay, Matt, I came across an article the other day.
Yeah.
Literally, I can't get over this. So a woman was arrested after sending a guy, wait for it, 159,000 texts after one singular date.
Fuck, she liked him.
You think? I think she was keen.
She was keen. Is that romantic?
Is that romantic or is that too far?
That's too far. Like, that's nuts.
So this woman was 31 years old. She's from Phoenix, Arizona. She went on a date with a CEO and then ended up sending him around 500 texts a day over a 10-month period. One of the messages, wait for this, because I think this is wild,
reads, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones.
Well, here I was thinking that the 100,000 messages were romantic.
I think they probably started as romantic. Like, this is how it would have gone. It would have been like, hey, babe, really enjoyed our day. It was, like, so great to meet you. Would love to catch up. No reply. Hey, just following up. Oh. No reply. Hey, did you get my message? No reply. Question mark. No reply. And then it would have been like, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys.
Well, it says that she was not only sending him creepy messages, she was stalking his home as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think once you're sending, like, to me, even to send three messages in a row is, like, getting a bit red hot.
To someone that you've been on one date with.
To one date. Like, if you're not getting a response after the first message, take the hint. Second message, you're, like, thinking, oh, maybe they've not had time, which they did have time. But let's just say, for instance, you're just, like, really obsessed. It's two messages and no reply. Tap the fuck out. Three messages for me is like you're a stalker.
Yeah, you're getting desperate.
You're getting like, I mean, even after two messages, it's desperate.
Two messages,
it's giving desperate.
I mean, as a man, you know, that's like, I don't like firing a second message. I don't think is any harm.
No, I think
I think as a, like just to be like, hey, like follow up could show that you're
like yeah
interested. But okay. If they're not interested, then it's icky. But if they're just like umming and ahhing and actually busy.
But after two messages, you're out, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Also, it doesn't end here. So she was, like you said, stalking his home. And one day he remotely checked his home security systems and she was taking a bath in his house. And when the police came to arrest her, she had a knife in her car. That's getting scary stuff.
So she took a bath in his house.
That's how obsessed she is. She's like, I reckon in that moment, she's like pretending to be his wife, like taking a bath in the house. You know what I mean? Like it's getting like really, sorry.
How should she broke in? Like,
I mean, if you're a stalker, you very quickly find people's movements where they're leaving the spare key, you know, it's scary stuff. Really, really scary stuff. Like it's funny.
It's scary.
But it's scary. It's more scary. Like it's concerning. Very concerning.
Have you had any men do this to you, stalk you in any way?
I would say stalking is maybe a strong word. Yeah. I think I've definitely had people continuously throughout years send me messages. Like people who I never had any sort of relationship with, but who I was like maybe friends with and I've
just
had-
shooting their shot.
Just like literally sending me messages about nothing, knowing I'm not going to reply and just keeping messages.
So you don't even shut them down. You just leave them on scene.
I just literally left it. Yeah. I've had that. And then like, I think in regards to like romantic partners, I've had like, I just mouthed to Matt the guy who it was.
I've thought about this.
Like literally blowing up my phone to the point where I was kind of like, there's only so many times you can call someone before it's like crossing a boundary. Do you know what I mean?
He was probably a narcissist anyway. So like cutting him off was probably making him like
cutting the supply.
Yeah, cutting the supply was probably making him spiral and that's why he was
100%
doing that. He was probably 100%. Wigging out on his end.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. Okay, so we got sent in another What Would You Do? Please keep sending them in on our Facebook page or to our Instagram.
I love these.
We love these, we do. So her name is Sav.
Hi, Sav.
Hey, Sav. Thank you for sending this in. Starts with, what would you do? In quotation marks. From the very beginning of my relationship with my ex-boyfriend, he told me he had a license, but that he couldn't afford a car. I chose to believe him because why wouldn't I? True. Why wouldn't you? Fast forward a year and a half of being the designated driver, I found out that he had lost his license and lied about it the whole time. Brackets. He sometimes drove my car and his friend's car without knowing he didn't have a license. His friends knew, but he asked them not to tell me. It came up a lot and he stuck to the story the whole time. I found out through his roommate's ex when they broke up. First of all,
what would you do?
First of all, what would you do? Well, they're broken up now. So it's not really her problem, but why would he lie like about it? Like, why? I know it's embarrassing, but like, if you're in a relationship with someone, you shouldn't have to lie about that. There should be a safe space where you can say, hey.
Well, I mean, why did he lose a license? Maybe it was a really sinister event. And maybe he just didn't want to have to explain that story.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, how do you lose a license? Drink driving?
Losing,
hit and run.
Losing 12. Hit and run? You're going.
I'm going to the dark side.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, well, it's like you have 12 points and you lose them.
But if they're together for a year, you're not losing your license for a year if you lose 12 points, right? How long do you lose your license for?
3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
Takes on to no one. Did you lose your license?
I haven't looked into it. Or you get a golden point for a year.
Right.
So you lose it for 3 months or you get a golden point for a year.
I mean, the thing is I feel like in a relationship, losing your license is not a deal breaker. So it makes me think that there was something
more
that
sinister
he was hiding.
That
yeah.
He's hiding.
Like a potential like bad story. Like I accidentally knocked over a cyclist.
Hannah, what's with you and
touch
running
wood, like,
people
I'm not
over?
Saying, I think it's
Do you
like,
lose
horrendous.
Your license for that though?
Surely. I don't think you're like keeping it, are you?
Yeah. But what happens if they just took it out in front?
You would lose it because of dangerous driving.
Interesting. Yeah, a year and a half is a long time to not have your license lost for. You've done something serious there. I don't know the TAC rules, but I'm pretty sure that's...
So what would we do? Okay, they're broken up. If it was me and I was in that situation, I would probably send my ex a message and say, I just found out you lost your license. I don't know why you didn't tell me that piece of information. Very strange. Full stop. I would just say it because...
I probably would never message my ex.
Okay, well, I would because I'm a bit salty like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'd be like, why?
I'd be like, it's a new partner's problem.
Surely you could do some digging with the girl who told her.
And yeah, and find out
and
why.
Find out.
That's probably what
info.
I would do more. I'd try and find out more.
You're a digger.
Yeah, I try and find out why he lost it.
Okay, guys, that is all we have time for. We will catch you next time. As always, follow our social media, Where's Your Head At Pod on Instagram and Where's Your Head At Pod on TikTok, and join our Facebook group to continue the chat there. Until next time.
See ya.